Welcome back. You're listening to Across the Border, and we're continuing in here in the book of Psalms, and we're in chapter 18 at verse 25. It says, "With the merciful thou wilt show thyself mercy." Let's jump back one verse here. "Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight." You know, it's very important, especially going through trials and tribulations and persecutions and imprisonment and suffering all kinds of loss. It's more important than ever, as if there's ever a time when it's not important, that we live a holy life, that we keep ourselves from iniquity, so that we can say with the psalmist, "He has recompensed me according to my righteousness." You know, and he's saying this even though he's suffering greatly at the hands of his enemies. And according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight, he continues, "With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure. With the froward thou wilt show thyself froward." Pretty much how God is going to show himself to you depends on what kind of man you are. Depends on the things that you are doing. David recognizing this. "For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but will bring down high looks." What does that mean, high looks? Those who look upon what's happening to the afflicted people. And who are the afflicted? Well, they're his people that are being afflicted for righteousness' sake, because they won't recant, because they continue to rely on the Heavenly Father. "So he will save the afflicted people, but will bring down the high looks." And who are the high looks? Those are the ones who look upon the affliction of the righteous and scorn them, parroting whatever accusation is brought against them, thinking more highly of themselves thereby. You know, it makes them feel pretty good if they can look on the afflicted and say, "Well, you know, they deserve that. I'm better than them." See, that's another way of exhibiting self-righteousness. Because if you can put other people down, if you can scorn them for any accusation that's brought against them, that makes you feel pretty good about yourself. Yeah, that's right. Makes you feel pretty good about yourself. It raises you up in your own eyes. But it says, "He will bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle. Yahuwah, my God, will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God I have leaped over a wall." So he's saying, you know what? When he's with me, even in the midst of my enemies, I can prevail. "For by thee," verse 30, "as for God, his way is perfect. The word of Yahuwah is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save Yahuwah?" And of course, in the King James Version, it says, "Who is God save the Lord?" "Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon the high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by my arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great." In the midst of everything, we have the shield of salvation. And what is that shield of salvation? We know when the battle's done, when our time of mortality finally comes to an end, because we endure, we have the shield of his salvation. And nobody can take that. That guards us against the enemy, because we're relying on that salvation. We're looking forward, so we endure to the end. As the scripture says, "He who endures to the end shall be saved." That is our shield of salvation. That's what gives us the endurance to go through anything, to take everything and anything, to even suffer death. to suffer the torture of our own children, our own loved ones, even the torture of our own bodies. We can endure it all because we have that shield, and that shield of salvation helps us to endure to the end, because we know that our portion is not in this life alone, as the heathen, as all of those who would destroy us. Their portion is in this life alone. That's it. They better enjoy it now, because every little bit of enjoyment will disappear forever. There will be nothing. Their only portion will be an existence without any pleasure, without any good thing. Oh, they may be tortured with the memory of pleasure, because then it will be a torture. It will not be a good thing. We can remember good things now. We can have the memory of good times, and it's a pleasure. But then, with all good things removed, even the memory of good things will be a torture to them. You have given us, David proclaims here, thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand which hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them, neither did I turn again until they were consumed. I have wounded them that were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet, for thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. You know, see, my enemies, I would prefer that my enemies repent. We all would prefer, because that's the heart that Messiah, that our loving God has given us. The love of God abounds within us. And for our enemies, we wish, we hope that they will repent and have their sins washed clean, that they will be forgiven. But at the same time, you know, I join David here. I look forward to the day, as he says here, thou hast given me the necks of mine enemies. Yes, we will judge the nations. That's the scripture says that. And the necks of our enemies, they'll be destroyed. Them that hate me, David says here, thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies. Well, you know, maybe I'm carrying this over to an eternal view, because it seems that our enemies today, they have all the gunpowder. They have all the might that this world and that this life has to offer. They can call out an army to persecute his people. You can't raise a sword of defense, or they'll shoot you down immediately and justify it. But the day is coming. It says, they cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord. But he answered them not. Yeah, they'll cry in that day, but he won't answer them, because they did not regard him in the day that they should have. They didn't answer him when he called them. Now, the scripture says many are called, but few are chosen. And that's simply because few answer the call. They didn't answer him when he called them. So now when they call on him, he's not going to answer them. He's going to leave them to their fate, the fate that they have chosen. He gave them the option. He said, here's my son. He shed his blood for you. You can have his blood applied to your sins or not. The choice is yours. And most men will choose to pay the price for their own sins. And in that day, they're going to call out and they're going to say, save me, Lord, save me. But it'll be too late, because Yahshua, he died for the living, and he is the God of the living. They're already dead. And when they go to that second resurrection and they receive their judgment, there is no more opportunity for them to be saved. They can't say, oh, well, now I understand. I changed my mind. Well, Yahshua didn't die for the dead. He died for the living. So we have to make that choice now while we're in this mortal existence. He didn't die for those that have passed on. He died for us. Now, we accept him now or never. This is it. This is the opportunity that he gave us. because he died to redeem us and to save us from the death, from mortality. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Psalm 18, verse 42. Then did I beat them, small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me, and subdueth the people under me. He delivereth me from mine enemies, yea, he lifteth me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks to thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore. We're in the Psalms, and we're at chapter 19 and verse 1. To the chief musician, a psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. They all are without excuse. And Paul proclaimed pretty much the same thing. The whole creation speaks of his glory. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. You know, David just proclaiming the glory and the awesomeness of the creation of our God, just in the sun and the earth. And he continues, the law of Yahuwah is perfect. As for all of you that believe the law was nailed to the cross, well, don't believe it for a minute. The Messiah himself said, I haven't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill. He said, not one jottle of the law shall pass away till all be fulfilled. And what is the all that's fulfilled? He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will not pass away. And I look out my window, and I see the heaven, and I'm sitting on the earth, so it hasn't passed away yet. So guess what that means? That his law still stands, his word still stands until all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth, well, it's still here. So the law of Yahuwah, and as it's recorded here in the Authorized King James Version, it says the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is sure, making wise the simple. And I can testify to that because I was simple and I have received wisdom from my God. And you know what? He gives good gifts to everyone who asks. That's what it was about when he made that statement, you know, you being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more the Heavenly Father, if you ask of him, will he not give you? Ask him for wisdom. Ask him for understanding, and he will give it to you. So the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yahuwah is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yes, than fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. You know, I agree. This just is, I love these words. I really do. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them, there is great reward. So, yeah, listen to David here. Are the words of David now of none effect because your pastor at the corporate church said that the law is nailed to the cross? Are these words now not true? Is there no great reward in keeping his commandments, his statutes, and walking by them? Well, then I guess David's a liar, isn't he? Might as well say that. Just get up there. The law is nailed to the cross. David was a liar. Same thing, isn't it? Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults or secret sin. Cleanse me. Cleanse us, Father, from secret faults. Reveal them to me. Open my eyes to everything that displeases you in my life. Teach me obedience. That's my little prayer there I had to throw in. And I'll tell you, I mean it with all my heart, and I hope that all of you join me in that, that you desire to learn obedience from him because you love him and you only want to do the things that please him. That's what he's looking for. Those are the people that are part of his holy nation. And his holy nation covers the whole earth. It crosses all of the fake or imaginary boundaries of men. You know, I do have property rights. I do respect property rights because our Heavenly Father said, thou shalt not steal. And the opposite of that is that, yes, you may own something and have property rights in the things that I have given you. Thou shalt not steal. So I respect boundaries. And I respect the boundaries of his kingdom, too. But the boundaries of his kingdom are not like the boundaries of the kingdoms of this world, where it's an imaginary line, there are markers on the ground, and you see that, you know, even though the land looks the same on one side of the marker as the other, then people have property rights, and nations have property rights, because God established the nations. But there is a holy nation. And there is a different boundary, because it's a boundary that's not of this world. But the things that we do in this world determine on which side of that boundary, regardless of what nation on earth we're standing in or what designated plot of land we're standing on. The boundary to his kingdom is crossed by the works of repentance. You want to be in his kingdom? Then you repent. And you say to him, your law is holy, it's just, and I agree with all these things that David says. The statutes of the Lord are right. The commandment of the Lord is pure. The fear of the Lord is clean. The law of the Lord is perfect. If you agree with all that, and you put that into practice in your life through the works of repentance, then you have crossed the border into his kingdom, his holy nation. You know, he had his remnant in Israel, even when the prophet lamented, there are none that listen. And Yahuwah, his creator, told him, he says, I have my remnant, and even in Israel, I have 7,000 that have not bowed the knee to Baal. He has his remnant here in America. He has his remnant in all the nations. And the remnant are those who have crossed the border into that kingdom which is not of this world. And all of these kingdoms of this world, they will pass away. There will come a time when that great mountain comes out of the sky, and of course, using the illustration, and strikes the image in the feet, that mystery Babylon, the image of the nations or times of the Gentiles, and totally obliterates it so that it's blown away like the chaff of the threshing floor, and no place is found for those governments anymore. And then his kingdom will fill the earth. His is the only kingdom that will last forever. And I would rather be a part of his holy nation. They can have their president over down here on the earth, but I will have my king. And he is the king of heaven. He is the almighty God. and he is my salvation. His name proclaims it, Yahushua, which means our Creator is our salvation. Some call him Jesus, some call him other names in other languages. That's fine. Just make sure you're walking in his kingdom and that you love his law, because in his kingdom, his law reigns supreme. And if you hate his law, well, that's called the ticket out of his kingdom, because his kingdom is not of this world. The boundary is a little different. You don't physically move to get out of his kingdom. You simply change your mind again by embracing the kingdoms of this world and licentiousness over his kingdom and what is right in his sight. You've been listening to Cross the Border, and there's nothing more important than you cross the border into his kingdom and become part of his holy nation, the only one that will last forever. Hallelujah.